Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, one of the best in the business, that's for sure. We love talking to him. We love NHL.com. We love everything about it. And we welcome in at this time Dan Rosen here on the Fan Morning Show. Dan, good morning to you. How's everything?
I'm good, guys. How's everything with you?
Good. Great. We're ready for the real games to start, if you will, and they're here in short order.
me too.
Tell us this. Why don't you give us the brief thumbnail on why you think, or maybe you don't, but why you think Jeff Carter could be a useful part for these Pittsburgh Penguins in a playoff run?
Well, I mean, experienced guy, probably motivated, should be certainly motivated to win again. You know, kind of guy that, you know, where he was in a rebuilding situation after winning it, maybe he walks into the Penguins dressing room and looks over at Sid and looks over at Gino, who's obviously not around right now, he's hurt, but looks over at Letang and says, how many of those rings you guys got, right? Oh, you got three? Well, I got two, you know? Maybe I can get one of those too. Let me get the third one here. And he's a good, useful player. If you play him 15, 16, 17 minutes a night, you know, put him in a position where he can succeed. And with that, you need Gino in the lineup to do that, I think, because you got to have – if Jeff Carter comes in and he's your number three center, you got depth down the middle there. And he's a big, powerful guy. He can still, you know, get around and do some damage. And I just think in a role like that where he's not going to have to be a frontline guy and he's going to be facing a lot of third and fourth lines and a lot of third D pairs, it's going to be a beneficial role for him. So I think he can be a valuable piece. But again, you need all your pieces in place to make this whole thing work. And right now, obviously, they don't have those pieces in place. They need Gino.
Yeah, and once Malkin gets healthy and Kapanen is healthy back with him and those two are playing together on that second line, Dan, at least in your observation, who makes the most sense on that left wing there?
I don't know. That's a good question. I have to see. You got to see him healthy and you got to see who they could benefit with and whatnot. And look, I think, you know, the fact that Brandon Tanev is out, that hurts them in a big way. He's a feisty type of guy and you know, probably a fit on that third line. That definitely does hurt. I like Tanev a lot. I love the game that he plays and, you know, he's a left wing that makes sense there, but not available right now. So it's an interesting spot to be in. I got to see Gino healthy and you got to see Kapanen healthy and then you got to see kind of how it works from there. But, I mean, could you put, you know, a Zach Aston-Reese there? I guess you could try that spot, you know. Could you put a McCann? I mean, McCann can play the left side there. I mean, he could go there too. So I think you have options. The best option to me would have been Brandon Tanev.
Dan, this is kind of maybe a two or three, maybe even a four-part question, but who's the best team in the East? And is that answer liable to be different a week from now and then to have even a different team 2 weeks from now?
See, here's my answer on that. I believe that the New York Islanders are the best team in the Eastern in the Mass Mutual East Division right now. And the reason I say that is if I'm going into the playoffs, I want my goaltending to be 100% secure, and I want my defensive game to be secure, and we build from there because that's how you can win in the playoffs. Washington is a very good team, but they do not have experienced goaltending for the playoffs in Vanacek and Samsonov. Pittsburgh is a good team, banged up right now, doesn't have the playoff experience, netminders. Boston does, but they're not really healthy right now, and they're just not nearly as deep, especially on the back end, as some of these other teams. So I look at the Islanders and I say, their goaltending is secure, we know how good their defense can be, and their defensive game, and their offense with their structure and their ability to have a quick strike with Barzal and a few others. I look at them and I say, they're the team to me that has the best front to back in the MassMutual East Division. Does that mean they win it? No. But I just think if I'm going into the playoffs, that's the team, if I had one to pick, that's the team I'm picking, just simply because they have, I guess, the fewest glaring weaknesses.
Dan Rosen, NHL.com, joining us here, Fan Morning Show. What's this magic potion that Marchand, Bergeron, and Pasternak have to match up against Sid's line that they seemingly get it done again and again and again against those guys?
Well, they're like they play the way Sid plays. You know what I mean? Like they shove his game and that line's game the way Sid and anybody who plays them, they shove it right back in his face. And not a lot of teams have lines that can do that. But Bergeron's an in-your-face center who's terrific defensively and quick. You know, wins a ton of faceoffs and plays a lot in the offensive zone. Marchand is a feisty player. We know about that, and he's got a great nose for the net. And he has been able to obviously have great chemistry there. And then you've got Pasternak, who's just a pure deadly sniper. I mean, he's just that good, you know, and also plays an in-your-face type of style. So they take that type of game that Sid thrives on, that grind-it-out type of game that really makes him and his line so effective all the time. I mean, yeah, he's got terrific skill. We know that. But the reason that they're always so effective is the way they can grind. And that's how Bergeron, Marchand, and Pasternak can play too.
What's the more valuable skill going to be in the East Division playoffs, Dan? Size or speed?
It's a great question. I think speed. I think speed is the killer in the game today. And if you have it, you have a chance. Size matters. It's a very important factor. I think size really matters, especially, you know, on the back end too, because you can close things out quick with size and speed, but with size and reach, you can close out the middle lane. You can close out those things, but the game is such a speed game now. And the faster you play, the faster the puck is on and off your stick. And the quicker you transition, the better off you are. That's how you get teams, you know, on their heels, and you get the defenseman to turn and do all those things. So I just look at it all around the league. The speed is the biggest factor in the game today.
And there's a weird stat, and I know stats often are kind of misleading, but there's a weird stat that, you know, we're talking about the top four teams in the East, and yet the Rangers have the best goal differential in that division at plus 33, and they're still in fifth place, and they're not particularly close to a playoff spot if you consider the games in hand that Boston has. Is there any chance that the Rangers, and they've won four in a row, is there any chance that the Rangers can be in a position to make a late push?
Well, they're making a push right now. I mean, they just had four in a row against the Devils, and they won all those games. And that probably bodes well for, we would think it bodes well for the Penguins coming up, because don't they have three in a row against them right now? So that should be pretty good. And the Devils are obviously icing a lineup that's not necessarily the type of NHL lineup that you'd want them to ice. But they made a lot of trades and whatnot, and they have some injuries. They're making a push, the Rangers, and yeah, their goal differential is obviously very interesting, but that helps when you beat the Flyers 9-0, and I think they had another one that was 8-3 against Philadelphia. So you're building up a bit of a goal differential when you're playing the Flyers when they couldn't keep the puck out of the net. So that kind of helps. They're making a push. They're a better team. They're a very good team right now, but Boston keeps winning too, and that's the team they're chasing in Boston. Boston's just finding ways to win hockey games right now. And Boston's got two games in hand. In fact, the Rangers will play their 56th game on the same day that the Bruins will play their 54th game. And in fact, I believe they play each other. They play each other. In back-to-back on May 6th and May 8th, and that's 55 and 56 for the Rangers, but it's only 53 and 54 for the Bruins. So the Bruins will have two games after that. So even if they're tied, even if the Rangers were to catch them at that point, odds are Boston's getting at least one more point in their last two games, so they're going to probably beat them. But it's going to be it's tough now for the Rangers because they put themselves in such a hole at the start of the season with the start that they had. They're pushing now, but this is just another one of those things. It goes to show you how important the points are at the beginning of the season.
Dan, last thing for you before we let you go. What did you make of the NHL's number three star of the week, John Taglianetti, getting his first career assist last week, equipment man from the Penguins? It goes to show hard. Those guys work so damn hard, though. It was nice to see.
Oh, my God. They work incredibly hard. They're the hardest working guys in the game. Nobody works harder than the equipment managers. Absolutely nobody does. Those are the guys that, you know, when the game's over and the buildings are empty and the players are back home, they're packing the equipment bags and throwing them on a truck and away they go to the next stop, right? I thought it was awesome. I thought it was, you know, timing was perfect. And I love that Sid turned around and gave him the credit right away and pointed at him and gave him the credit right away. I thought that was great. It's another very cool play in a very unique season.
Absolutely. Dan Rosen, NHL.com. Dan, thank you. We'll catch up again. We appreciate it. As always, you're the best. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Dan Rosen, NHL.com. Check out his stuff on that aforementioned website.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.